How are you all? Today's a good day, isn't it? It is. I was thinking about you and praying for you today and thinking about what a monumental day this is. Anybody like to read a good book? Not a bad book, but a good book. Anybody like to read? You know, here's something that I think we all need to kind of just get a mental picture of today. You know, when you read a good book, you turn a page to find out what's happening in the next chapter, right? You complete one chapter and turn the page to a new chapter. And what's really interesting about that is turning the page doesn't forget what was in the past. Turning the page builds on what was in the past. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Turning the page says that there is more to the story. Isn't that great? That's kind of what we're doing today, is we're turning the page to the rest of the story for Kelloggsville Church. Now, you know what's even better about that? Is as we look at the life of the church, maybe in the context of a book, what's great about it is you already know how the ending's going to turn out. Jesus is coming back, and you're going to be victorious. That's great news, isn't it? But Scripture says, meanwhile, there may be some struggles, right? But Scripture also says that the latter days will be better than the former. And so there is hope that, boy, these are going to be great days. I remember some years ago, I trusted a guy that I really loved to you. A guy by the name of Titus and Andrea Smith and Addie, right? Trusted them to you. And I want you to know you delivered. You're a great church. Now today, I'm entrusting somebody else that I really love and admire. And I believe in. In fact, I believe it, with a humble spirit that God has brought the right family to you at this time. And I'm praising God today for that. So we're gonna, you know, I know you didn't come to hear me talk, so I'm not going to talk much longer. I just wanted you to know that I truly believe today's going to be a good day. As I look at this place, man, you know, Pastor Rob, if you grew just a little bit, You'd probably have to go to two services. I mean, and who knows what God's going to do, right? Under Pastor Rob's leadership, right? Yeah. So I have a few scriptures. If anybody did not get one of these, did anybody not get one of these? I just want to make sure everybody does. Man, Becky is awesome, by the way. I just want to throw that out there. I threw her a curveball and she just handled it really, really well. So here, real quick, let me read to you out of 1 Thessalonians. Okay? Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Husbands and wives, be patient with everyone. Make sure that no one pays back wrong for wrong. But always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. We always, if you're a Christian, you have something to rejoice about today. You do. Okay? Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Don't treat prophecies with contempt, but test them. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, may He sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, body, and mind be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it, the Word says. John 15:5, Jesus said, I am the vine, and you, church, are the branches. If you remain in me, and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do what? Nothing. Nothing. You know what's so great? Is I believe there are great days ahead because I believe that through obedience, God has put this moment in time together. I believe that. In Pastor Rob, in Melody, and in Maddie, and in Austin, I believe that God has done what He wanted to do for this point in time. And so, Pastor Rob, I'm going to ask you to come up if you will. And then, Melody, I'll ask you to come up in just a minute. And if you will, pull these out. We're going to go through this together. And I want you as a congregation and church board to be along for the ride, okay? So, Pastor Rob, will you accept the charge to be the spiritual leader of this flock?
I will.
Congregation, do you affirm that through the Holy Spirit, this church and pastor have been brought together according to the will of God? Will you read that together? Will you, who witnessed this new beginning, covenant to support and uphold Pastor Utley in this ministry? Will you pray for your pastor and his family? Will you encourage and support him as he seeks to lead you in the mission of the church? I'm going to ask the church board to stand, if you will. You have a great church board, by the way. A great church board. Working with them was always worth the 2 hour and 45 minute trip up here, by the way. I want y'all to know that, okay? So church board, will you, the board of Kelloggsville Church of the Nazarene, will you affirm that you are willing to be workers together with this pastor in the providence of God? Church board, if you'll read what's there. Will you support the pastor with respect, loyalty, love, and fervent prayer? Inasmuch as you are able, I encourage you as the body of Christ to give sacrificially of your means so that Pastor Utley and you, the congregation, can give your full attention to prayer, the ministry of the word, and outreach evangelism in the coming days. Church and board together, will you do that? If so, say we will. Board, you can have a seat. Pastor?
In response to the gracious call of God and in gratitude for the confidence you have expressed in me as a church board and district superintendent, I accept the pastoral leadership of Kellogg's Church of the Nazarene. I pledge to you a stewardship of these resources and covenant with you to make ours a living, effective church that strives to reach the lost and broken of our community with the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's a great word right there. That's a great word. You know, I was thinking, Pastor Rob, as you read that, I know you mean that. And you know what I was thinking? Satan just better get ready, because we're going to give him some black eyes, aren't we? With some changed lives, right? Yeah. So, having committed yourself to this work, I charge you to care alike for the young and the old, Pastor, the strong and the weak, the rich and the poor, and by your words and by your life, will you proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ? If so, say, I will.
I will.
As the DS of the North Central Ohio District, I now officially welcome Reverend Rob Utley as pastor of Kelloggsville Church of the Nazarene. As you, the church body, and as Pastor Rob enter into this relationship of pastor and people, you'll continue to have the prayers and the support of your district superintendent. May God bless you all richly in the years to come.